Hardy's Hardest Hats is brought to you in association with Cold Callers Comedy. You can find Cold Callers Comedy on Twitter at Cold Callers, on Instagram at Cold Callers _ comedy, and on Facebook at Cold Callers Comedy. And if you head over to youtube.com/coldcallers, you'll find our music videos and comedy sketches there.
And if you can't be bothered to do any of that, well, you better stop pulling your put and stop thumbing. Oh, blimey, Tom's snoring is loud.
Poor guy. Must be tuckered out from being dead and then brought back to life and then experimented on.
He's so much more pleasant when he's asleep, ain't he?
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, what do you think he's dreaming about?
I don't know.
Fucking up, mate.
Paul, where the hell are we?
It looks like a bustling Victorian market in foggy old London town on the eve of Christmas.
Wow, this must be the Christmas episode then.
Yeah, this must be Tom's version of A Christmas Carol.
It's pretty cool we're getting more involved in these stories now. I guess we're narrating this one then.
Marley was dead to begin with.
Oh, are you just going to jump in and do it then after I said it?
Yeah, I kind of figured I was the more like Charles Dickens out of the two of us.
Yeah, I bet you did. Well, I want to narrate some as well. I'm not just going to follow you round.
Yeah, of course you can, buddy boy. And you can be some of the characters we meet along the way to help the story.
Does that mean I have to do silly voices? Because I don't really want to do that. I mean, I can't imagine myself doing a stupid voice.
I know, but it will help my story. The story. The story.
Right. So, when does it start?
With the opening number!
Okay, so when does that start?
Now!
He's a bastard, he's a prick, he's a cold piece of shit. He bashes people's heads just for kicks.
And I don't like
he's
him.
He's a meanie, he's a rat, but looks good in a hat. He'll infect you with his crabs just like that.
I wouldn't touch him.
When you got no money and you're cold, it's really something to behold. It's no good getting old, you're better off dead. But Scrooge don't care a single bit. That grumpy, frumpy, bloody git will go and steal the hat right off your head.
You're on the breadline feeling sick. Make ends meet by sucking dick. Please don't take the mick, it's just not fair. Scrooge has all he wants and more. He's black and rotten to the core. He's wealthy as they come and he don't share.
He's a wanker and he's rich, and a stingy son of a bitch. He would tread and stomp you down into a ditch.
He's banned from Twitter.
He's a pervert and a sleaze, an incurable disease. He won't say bless you even after you sneeze.
He's got no manners!
Work all day for 7p, while Scrooge pays himself dividends. It don't make any sense, he has no shame.
You're at death's door and too damn poor, while Scrooge bangs yet another whore. We can't take any more, and he's to blame.
He'll put your purse strings to the test with 20% interest. You're weary and you're stressed, you've got no food.
Once I tried to make him laugh, instead he choked me with my scarf, then kicked me in the calf. He's just so rude.
Yet every Christmas Eve we pray to God to save his soul. But every Christmas Day we find he's still in our soul.
The meanest and cruelest man in London, feared by many and liked by none. The man they call Scrooge. Have a knees up, Scrooge.
Humbug! Bollocks! Get fucked out of my way, shitbag! Christmas? Pfft, it can lick my wrinkly ball bag.
He's a miser, he's a runt. He's a scumbag, beardy cunt. He eats Jaffa cakes while all you've got is crumbs.
And you're not best
yet. He's a villain bad indeed, full of avarice and greed. He won't put you on the street, wait and see.
He's worse on Mondays.
You know, he doesn't seem that much different to the Tom we know.
Yeah, except now he's a moneylender and has a bad reputation for being uncaring and cruel. Quick, let's follow him inside his office.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah, it is, Mr. Cratchit. Don't know what's particularly good about it, though.
Yes. There's a Mr. Jones here to see you.
Oh, I see. One of them freeloading fucks who thinks they can get away with missing their repayments. Get me my whacking stick. I'm going to whack this prick good.
Maybe just talk to him first, sir?
Fine. Where is he?
That's your cue, Ryan.
Oh, right. Hello, Mr. Scrooge. Merry Christmas to you.
That's a good voice.
Cheers.
Amberg. Now, what the fuck do you want?
I'm sorry, Mr. Scrooge. Thank you for seeing me. I didn't mean to fall behind in my mortgage payments, what with it being Christmas and all.
Bane, stick!
I don't think beating me will help, Mr. Scrooge, even though that's within your right. But I'm the stone you can't squeeze blood from, and that's the...
True, but it makes me feel better about it!
Now, Mr. Cratchit, let us deal with the eviction notices for tomorrow.
But, Mr. Scrooge, tomorrow is Christmas.
If you're suggesting you deliver them dressed up as Santa Claus, that's going a bit too far. But I don't hate the idea.
No, I just meant that...
Christmas is a busy time of year for us. People preparing feasts, giving parties, spending the mortgage on frivolities. One might say December is foreclosure season. Toby Carvery time for the moneylenders.
You all right, Ryan?
Oh, I'm not all right. I just got beaten with a stick.
Oh, your voice is really good, though.
Oh, get fucked. Who's that?
That's his nephew.
Isn't that Tom Hiddleston? The one who played Thor's brother?
Hello, Uncle. And a Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, fuck off, Miss. Why are you so cheery? You're too poor to be happy.
And you're too rich to be miserable.
If I had my way, any dickhead who goes about with a Merry Christmas on his lips would have his arms and legs ripped off and buried with his dismembered cock wrapped in ollie and shoved up his arse.
Jesus. I don't remember that in the original.
Yeah, I think he's embellishing a bit.
You fuck about on Christmas how you want to, and I'll do what I want to do on my Christmas. This year, I'm going to eat a family-sized bag of Munster Munch and bury my pig in a blanket into Mrs. Smithson's downstairs pantry.
Mrs. Smithson? The widow who lives next door?
Well, her husband won't care. He's dead.
Oh, Uncle. Christmas is a wonderful time. A time for forgiving, kindness and charity. And though it's never put a scrap of gold in my pocket, I believe it has done me good and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Give him my stick. I'm going to hit him.
No, Mr. Scrooge.
Give him.
So, who are they then?
They are charity workers.
You're terrible at this narration thing.
Hey. Who the fuck are you?
We are from the Order of the Phoenix Victoria Charity Foundation. We'd like to speak to you about a donation.
Can we go to hell yeah?
Hell yeah! Sorry, it's catchy.
Ah, welcome. You're in the perfect place, as there is no one more charitable and caring than my dear uncle.
I'm going to kill him!
No, sir!
Give it!
Well, I must be off. Merry Christmas, Uncle. And Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Cratchit.
Merry Christmas, sir.
At this difficult time of year, many of us like to make the effort and help those less fortunate, those who have no home to go to on these cold nights.
They're stone cold nights.
I'm confused. Are there no prisons or poorhouses?
What?
Where?
What?
Where?
There are plenty of those, good sir.
Well, can't they just stay there then? After all, my taxes pay for them.
But, Mr. Scrooge, you keep avoiding paying your taxes.
A lot of these people would rather die than stay in those places.
Well, they better stop pissing about and do it. Decrease the surplus population.
Right, Stephen. I think we've taken up enough of Mr. Scrooge's time.
You low-down, dirty, greedy son of a bitch.
You're right. It is a stunner.
Stunner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Tom really is mean, isn't he?
You see, this is character building, so his transformation later on is even more dramatic.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got that.
The day's work wound on, and the eve of Christmas came to its end.
Mr. Scrooge, it appears to be closing time.
Very well. I'll see you at 8 tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow is Christmas.
Fuck me. 8:30 then.
Excuse me, sir, but half an hour hardly seems customary for Christmas Day.
Well, how much time is customary?
Well, the whole day.
The entire fucking day? Are you taking a piss?
If you please, Mr. Scrooge, why open the office tomorrow? The other businesses will be closed. You'll have no one to do business with. It will save on a lot of expensive office supplies.
It's true. The biscuit supply has been dwindling of late. All the jammy dodgers are gone.
It wasn't me. I can't put anything through this mask.
It's a poor excuse picking a man's biscuit tin every December the 25th. But seeing as I'm the only one who sees that, take the fucking day off. See if I care.
Very kind of you, Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, well, that was kind of nice of him.
Yeah, I guess, but it was still a prick about it. And with a time jump, night had fallen. Bane Cratchit was left alone to close up for the night.
I work here every day. I work here for such little pay. The nights grow long and dark, and I'm so tired. At least I have this job. It could be worse, I could be robbed. Scrooge evicted him last year. I think he's dead. I look outside the window pane. I see the white snow falling down. I can't wait to see them again. I picture them all sitting there, good as gold. Smile so wide, waiting by the tree. Tomorrow we can dream our cares away. Thank God for Christmas. Oh, yes. Once a year, we don't have to shed a tear. It might be cold outside, but my heart is glowing. I know that I'm dirt poor, barely a pot to piss in. But Emily is missing me, so I'd better hurry. Walking home, I feel it.
Thank God for Christmas.
So, where are we now?
We're outside his house.
Ooh, it looks so cold and uninviting.
Just like Scrooge, his house resembled his cold heart.
Ooh, that was a good line.
Thanks. Now remember that Jacob Marley was dead and rotting in his grave. That one thing you must remember, or nothing that follows will seem wondrous.
Very creepy. Hey, here he comes.
Where did I put my fucking keys? Oh, door knocker looks a bit funny. Knockers. Jacob Marley.
Hello!
That was scary. This is like a proper ghost story.
You best start believing in ghost stories, because you're in one.
Nice one.
Thanks.
That was weird. Probably shouldn't have sniffed that glue earlier.
Scrooge kept his house cold and dark. The darkness was cheap, and he liked it that way.
Yeah, cost a living in that.
But even so, the incident at the door startled him. So he lit some of the candles and made his way around the house and searched the rooms.
Steady. Steady. What was that? What was that? Oh, well, that was me. What's that? Oh, shit. That's my best hat. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Now I'm done. Well, that's what I call a hard hat.
Scrooge settled down for the night and tried to forget that disturbing vision at the door.
Yeah, good luck with that. I would not get a wink of sleep.
Oof. These are good. Fucking hell. What the fuck? Hello? Who's there?
Well, if it isn't Havanese up Scrooge, looking older and more wicked than ever.
I knew that moisturizer wasn't working. Wait a minute. Jacob Creams Marley?
I see your eyesight hasn't deteriorated.
No, you can't be. You look like him, but he's dead.
Dead? That I may be, but it doesn't change the fact that I am here.
No. A little thing can affect the senses, see? A slight disorder of the stomach, mayhaps. Something I ate. This bag of Munster Munch. The chewing gum I found under the desk at work. That entire box of variety biscuits I ate at lunchtime. Yeah, there's more Garibaldi than there is a grave about you.
My dear boy, you can learn everything about you in an afternoon just listening to some of the highlights of Hardy's Hardest Hats. But yet, you can still surprise me.
What do you want, mate? You can't have your wizard hat bag. I already tested that on several different people. It's absolutely fucked. Now go on, piss off.
Heaven is up, Scrooge. Do not take me for a cheap ghostly illusion. I'm not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you.
I don't need your help. Look at me. I'm gorgeous and sexy. I got loads of money and there's talk of a Peaky Blinders movie. I'm doing great, thanks.
No, you are not. You are a cruel, spiteful and wicked boy.
Well, I learned that from the best.
Silence! Do you not see what has become of me? I'm bound and chained, punished for all eternity for the sins I committed as a man.
Yeah, but you had a laugh at the time, though. Plus, look at it out there. You've got to take what you can before others take it from you.
Things must change, Scrooge. You must change. It is not our place to decide what others may do. All we must decide is what we do with the time that we have. Then perhaps our goodwill, our charity, our love may change the hearts of those around us.
What namby-pamby flowery bullshit is that?
Enough! I see no other choice. You have a tough lesson to learn, have a knees up. A lesson that must be learned. You will be visited by three ghosts. You will meet the first spirit when the bell tolls one.
Can't I just meet them all at the same time and get this shit out of the way?
Expect the first spirit when the bell tolls one! Your very soul depends on it, Scrooge!
Bugger me, that was intense! Yep. Yeah. I've shat myself.
Hardy's Hardest Hat.
After Scrooge cleaned himself up, he lay awake in bed, glancing at the clock and waiting for the fated hour. Was the spirit of his former employer telling the truth? When the bell struck one, would he meet another ghost that could mend his sinful soul?
And did he?
Well, yeah. I'm just about to get to that bit. Have you never heard this story before?
No, I have. I'm just getting excited.
It was just a dream. Yeah, that's all it was. It's just a weird dream. A really freaky, realistic dream. Don't even worry about it, mate.
The clock struck one, and the house fell silent.
I knew it was all but... Oh, my God! Sprite! Who's there?
I am the first spirit.
I recognise that voice.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Wait a minute. Oh, fuck's sake. Not you, Ginger Nuts. Anyone but fucking you.
It is time for you to see where you came from. Revisit times long gone.
Oh, why would I need to do that? I was there. I know what happened.
Yeah, but now you get to see it from an outside perspective.
Wait a minute. Is travelling back in time a good idea? Because I'm still sorting things out from the last time I did that in season 2.
Everything you will see is but a memory. The past cannot be changed, but merely observed.
I beg to differ. So wait, I've just got to watch stuff I've already done? Boring!
Time does not wait for us. We must make haste before the clock strikes 2.
Lucky we're going back in time then. Are we supposed to travel back in time, by the way?
We fly!
I can't fly, dickhead!
Take my hand and sit on my broomstick.
You fucking what? Oh, you meant an actual broomstick. All right, let's do this.
Quick, grab onto the broom as well, Ryan.
Oh, okay. I'm on.
And away we go!
Fucking hell! This is amazing! It feels like we're flying! Oh, would you shut up? You're ruining this feeling like I'm flying. Am I a bird? Am I a plane? No, I'm super mate.
We're here.
Where are we?
Don't you remember? This was your boarding school.
Was it?
Yes. Remember the large windows?
No.
What about the garden down by the stream?
A stream? No.
Well, look, there's you as a boy.
Is it?
Yes, that's you when you were only 10 years old.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, Red, calm down.
How does he not get that's him?
Yeah, it's worrying how little he remembers.
So why are we here again?
We are here to relive the past.
Whose past? Yours?
What? No, let's just head inside.
Oh, I remember this place. My formative years. Well, the memories.
Do you think he actually remembers, Paul, or is he just pretending?
Who knows? Oh, here comes his old school teacher.
Wait a minute, I know that bloke. My old teacher, Professor Brown.
Okay, children. Today we're going to discuss why the abolition of slavery was one of the biggest disasters to happen to the British Empire. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was still kind of a hot topic at the time. Maybe let's skip ahead a few years.
And that's why giving women the right to vote is a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to fast forward a bit more. There we go.
Tell me, have a knees up. What do you see?
It's me, working hard.
Come on, have a knees up. Aren't you going home for Christmas?
Who gives a fuck about stupid Christmas?
Wow, so he was always swearing then.
Yep.
Why didn't you want to go home for Christmas?
Oh, what's the point? Noisy cousins, stupid music, and Mum insisted on cooking chicken instead of turkey like a fucking psychopath.
But don't you see that by going...
One year she cooked lamb. Fucking lamb for a Christmas dinner.
Yeah, but don't you think you would have benefited from...
Shut your face, Ginger Bollocks. Professor Brown is going to say something profound.
Ah, Mr. Scrooge, working hard as ever, I see.
Yes, Professor.
That's good. because you're going to become an apprentice at one of the finest firms in London.
I'm looking forward to it, Professor.
Good. Good. You know, you have a head for business, young man.
Thank you, Professor.
And there's nothing better in business than a man who knows what he wants to achieve.
Yes, Professor.
And there's nothing worse than ungrateful commoners demanding reasonable pay, sensible hours, and safe working environments.
But of course, Professor.
Wait, what? When your workers get out of line, it's important to let them know who's in charge. Put them in their place. And if you need to make one of them an example, so be it.
Right, let's skip past these bits now. Doc Brown was clearly a horrid old bigot.
He was so progressive in Back to the Future Part 2.
This looks fun.
No way! It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger annual Christmas party.
Come on, get to the party. Drink booze, eat food, and be merry.
What a lovely bloke he was for a foreigner. Heart of gold and arms like tree trunks.
Who wants to see me bench press this tree? Young Scrooge, what are you doing? Work? It's Christmas.
Well, I just thought I'd finish up some of this paperwork.
No! Put the paper down! Now!
But...
I don't want to hear any excuses. Oh, Mr. Schwarzenegger, I need to file the papers. There are no papers. Now go, have fun.
That's when you first met her, wasn't it?
Who?
The love of your life.
My pork pie hat?
The other love of your life.
Oh, her. How could I forget? God, she was fit. Ooh, well, she made my Rudolph nose glow, I tell you.
You were together several years, weren't you?
Yeah.
Were they happy years?
I guess so.
But do you remember that fateful night?
Oh, I remember that night.
No, not that night. This night.
Scrooge looked over at his younger self and the face of the girl he had never stopped loving.
Hello, have an ease up. You haven't been home the last few days. I was worried.
I'm sorry, darling, but work has been really busy. Ever since I got made partner, I'm always at the office.
You promised me that once you made partner, it wouldn't be long before we were married.
Yeah, well, the business still needs time to grow. That won't take long, and we can get married next year.
You said that last year.
Business continues to be shit. Once it's better, then we can settle down and I can look after you proper good, innit?
You say that, but I think we both know the business is all you really care about anymore. I love you, Havaneza, for who you are, not your work.
And I love you.
I think you did once. Goodbye, Havaneza. Please take care of yourself.
Should have been a song there, you know, to really show how sad and emotional the moment was.
Yeah, there was, but it got removed for pacing and the kids didn't like it.
Stupid focus groups.
Are you all right?
Of course I'm not all right, you little shit. It took me ages to get over that, and now you remind me about it.
Sometimes remembering the bad times is the only thing that can bring out the good.
I'll give you bad times, you little fuck! What the? I'm home again.
Scrooge sat in his bedchambers, alone and exhausted from the ordeal. His head lay on the pillow, but the night had only just begun.